What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, November 7th, 2016. Start of a brand new week. Tomorrow is Election Day. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room ready to answer the phone. And there's just so much going on here now. Of course, obviously, everybody should have their red clothing, shirts, jacket, hat, whatever, to wear out tomorrow as you go and vote at the polls. And if you see any kind of election fraud, it is your duty as an American citizen to scream bloody murder about it. Stand by that machine or that punch card or whatever. Demand an election observer to come on over and document what it is that you have found. And the Clinton people are hitting the panic button. Earlier today, I mean, there was supposed to be another WikiLeaks dump today that would be the final coup de grace against Hillary Clinton. Hasn't appeared yet. WikiLeaks servers were taken down in a massive distributed denial of service attack. Twitter was taken down for a while because Twitter is where WikiLeaks announces when they dump things. And the Tantrum Squad has really been intensely attacking my server all morning long, as probably anybody who's tried to check in is already aware here. So this is it. This is the final showdown coming on down. Now then, obviously over the weekend, the big news that got everybody upset was yesterday, FBI Director James Comey sent a letter to Congress saying that after reviewing the 650,000 emails found on Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner's laptop a week ago, they have decided there's nothing there. No criminality. They're not. Comey is not changing his recommendation not to file charges against Hillary Rodham Clinton. The only problem is it's impossible for the FBI to have read and analyzed 650,000 emails in just 10 days. Now, remember on October 28th, Comey came on out and said that this evaluation of the emails would take many, many weeks, and that there was no way the investigation would possibly conclude before the election. And then 2 days before the election, he says, we're done. She's fine. Everything's just fine here. Maybe he was going through all those files and he found his own suicide note or something. But it's ridiculous. I mean, this has to go down in history as the fastest FBI investigation ever performed. And remember, it took the FBI a year to go through 33,000 emails, and now Comey is saying they've gone through 650,000 in just a week. It proves Trump is correct. The system is corrupted. Now, as it turns out, we know that Comey didn't want to go on out with reopening the investigation, but we found out how his hand was forced, because Judicial Watch, on that Friday, filed a lawsuit under the Freedom of Information Act law for the records of the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. Now, once the investigation is closed, those FBI records become public documents, and they can be acquired through the Freedom of Information Act. The only way that Comey could keep Judicial Watch from getting those documents before the election was to reopen the case. Do you remember the Tylenol poisonings case, where they were keeping that officially open so the families of the victims of the Tylenol poisoning couldn't file for the police and investigative records? Oh, it's an ongoing investigation. You can't look at that. That's what Comey was trying to do. And so yesterday he came on out and said it's closed, and now obviously I presume Judicial Watch is filing their Freedom of Information Act lawsuit today, but they won't get any documents in time to inform the American public just what a slime one of the candidates for the presidency actually is. But that's what forced Comey's hand. between the New York Police Department getting ready to go public and the Judicial Watch lawsuit, he had to reopen the case in order to hold off the investigators. All right, let's grab a phone call. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Comey is a crook. This whole media, corporate media, is corrupt. I'm just, I'm fed up, as I was fed up a few weeks ago. I'm fed up, it seems, on a daily basis. But we all owe a debt of gratitude to WikiLeaks. They're doing the job that the corporate media should have done. And even I was watching a program on RT, in fact, they were saying this whole story about Hillary's email to Podesta regarding the funding of ISIS, which Assange stated in the interview, the same source of that was funding ISIS was funding Hillary, the Saudis, the Qataris. And this should have been a bombshell on the corporate media, a bombshell. This is the same Saudis that this government is selling $80 billion to $100 billion worth of arms that are presumably going to ISIS through the Saudis.
Or they're going to be used on the civilians of Yemen.
Or they'll be used on the civilians of Yemen. The same Saudis that are funding the Clinton Foundation, and the same Saudis that are in the same anti-ISIS coalition, we're told. So
everybody's playing a double game here. And don't forget, Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest donors to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
Absolutely.
And they poured in huge amounts of money. They're trying to buy the United States out from under Israel, and of course Israel's very unhappy about that.
Yeah, I used to think, in fact, in my more naive days, I used to think that Israel was basically controlling this country through their lobbying, which they do, but the Saudis are right up there with the Israelis.
Well,
I'm amazed.
I'm
impressed, I have to say.
I think the Saudis have declared war on Israel over who's going to be in charge of the United States, and I'm not sure that I want either of them to win. I want the United States to be under the control of the American people, not just another piece on this global board of empire where we're all going to control covertly. You know, we're back in the same situation they had in the Middle Ages, where the rulers of nations weren't even, you know, members of that nation. They were brought in from, you know, French people were coming in to rule Germany, and Germans were ruling. And you had countries whose royalty didn't even speak the native language. And, I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous, and we're kind of back there again. Anyway, listen, Bob.
You know, Mike, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
You've been saying all along that even if Trump does win, the work isn't over. In fact, it will have just begun for the American people, the real owners of this country. I just like to reference a famous quote. And from 1942, where if Trump wins, this is not the end, it is not even the beginning of the end, it is perhaps the end of the beginning. And that was Winston Churchill. And that is very apt, I believe, if Trump wins.
Yeah, it'll be a signal for Americans to stand up and take their country back. Trump can't give it to you. All he can do is help you, and that's what we're going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with him and take our country back from the oligarchs and just kick him on out, just get him out of this country. Bob, thanks an awful lot.
Thank you, Mike.
We got a lot of news to cover here today. Now then, the corporate media is still trying to protect the official story, and Wired magazine, which you wouldn't think of as being political or biased, actually came out with an article trying to respond to everybody saying, how could you go through 650,000 emails in just 8 days when it took you a year to go through 33,000? And Wired is saying, oh, but we've got computers and they've got search engines, and there's no question they'd be able to go through and just absolutely know what was in the emails. Well, no. And here's the problem. Automated searching only goes so far. Automated searching works if you know exactly what you are searching for. When you're evaluating emails for crimes and corruptions, you may not know what exactly to look for with an automated search, especially if the people writing the emails are using jargon, slang, code words, or metaphors, which we have seen in the WikiLeaks dumps. So an automated search was going to fail. And congratulations, Wired. You just shot your own credibility down flames. You're now on the same level as ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and Fox, and BBC, which stands for British Buggering Children. Now, we're already seeing, you know, I almost feel sorry for Director Comey. I don't. I almost do, but I don't. He did want the job. and he did make this mess himself. But back when he opened the investigation into the emails, he came under criticism from the Democrats. When he let Hillary skate last July, he came under criticism from the Republicans. Then he's forced to reopen the investigation back on the 28th, and he comes under criticism again from the Democrats. And now he's just said, we found nothing in an impossibly short time, and he's under criticism from the Republicans and pretty much everybody else in the United States at the same time. And there is already talk that his days as head of the FBI are numbered, regardless of who is declared the winner in tomorrow's election. And by the way, I want to be very clear here. In my mind, there is no question if we were having honest elections, Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide. So we need to stop asking who's going to win tomorrow, because that's a moot question. The real question is, will Hillary Clinton and her people succeed in stealing the election? Because that's really what tomorrow is all about. A last desperate grab by the power elite to hang on to power, to maintain access to your wallet, and unfettered permission to use your children in their wars of conquest. We decided to go ahead and put up a few reminders of the FBI's much-storied past. We put up a documentary about the burglary that led to the exposure of the COINTELPRO program. And we put up, I reposted my article on COINTELPRO from years ago. I figure as long as Comey is going to drag the FBI's reputation through the mud, it's time to remind the American people that the FBI has been down there in the mud all along. There are questions as to whether it's actually a constitutional agency. It's described by many people as America's Stasi or Gestapo, and I think that's accurate. And Comey just proved it to everybody. Story coming out of Zero Hedge. I just lost all faith in our deeply corrupt legal system and the rule of law in the U.S. Yeah, that's happening all across the country. Nobody is buying Comey's getting up there yesterday and saying, we've examined 650,000 emails. We spent a whole second on every single email ever since October 28th and know that there's nothing in there of any questionable behavior. And nobody's buying it. If anything, it has provoked more anger and outrage in the American voters. That might actually backlash against Hillary Clinton. Paul Ryan is up there saying, we've had it. Enough of this stuff. It's time to vote for Donald Trump, if for no other reason than to start clearing this corrupted machine out of our capital city. And he's absolutely right. It's time to bring the Clinton era to an end by voting for Donald Trump. This is from Paul Ryan. Okay, let's take two phone calls. Sean in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I actually have a question for you. Well, actually a little bit of advice. Here in North Carolina, you know, it's been a tight race, and I plan on going out there, you know, first thing in the morning, and I'll have my red shirt on. But my question lies within this this cheating going on, because I would like to, after I vote, go back to the House, change and go back up there and actually film anything, you know, peculiar that I see going on. But the problem is, from people that I've heard from that have voted early already, they say the places they went had stickers and signs all over the place saying absolutely no filming, no taking pictures.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I'm kind of, you know, I would love to catch some corruption, but it sounds, I mean, would it be wise to ignore those and go ahead and or
no, because these election workers who are part of the problem will eject you. I mean, there are some states that are arguing that any attempt to thwart election fraud represents a violation of the Voting Rights Act. In other words, Americans have a right to cheat in the elections, is what they're saying. That's how ridiculous this whole thing has gotten. And the problem is, the system is built to conceal the fraud, whether it's in those electronic machines, in the tabulation centers. It is set up to steal elections. Now, again, election fraud works to shift a race a few percentage points, but it can't reverse a landslide. That's what happened with Brexit. If Hillary and her people are desperate enough to try and reverse a Donald Trump landslide, everybody's going to know that's what happened. And that could lead to some very unfortunate realities in the streets of America.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be wise to ignore those. Okay, well.
No, I don't want to see you get thrown in jail. You know, I only have about $2 in my pocket. That's not going to be enough for you, Bill.
It's scary. I mean, I'm hearing from the Department of Justice, or not Department of Justice, but from high sources up in the Pentagon that they're going to go ahead and try to prop her up and set her in the White House. And, you know, I just, do you think if that happens, do you still see the government being completely paralyzed?
It already is. I mean, everywhere you turn, people are saying this, you know, this government is clearly corrupt. It's broken. It has failed. It should be fired. This election season especially, they've lost the trust and confidence of the American people. The corporate media is distrusted by 94% of the American population. This is rapidly becoming a government that is so paralyzed by its own corruption and crime, it can't function any longer. Nobody's going to listen to this government. If Hillary steals this election, she may be able to go on in and say, I'm the first president of the United States. But no American's going to listen to her. They're not going to follow her orders. They're not going to obey her agenda. And they're certainly not going to send their kids off to be killed and crippled in her wars of conquest.
Absolutely. It's just, it's looking like, you know, if all else fails, it's going to be up to us.
I'm hearing that from so many people. I cannot tell you how afraid that makes me.
Well, every other corner is a dead end, it seems.
Yeah, well, remember what John F. Kennedy said. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And unfortunately, it looks like we may prove John Kennedy right.
That sounds like a wise statement he made. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I don't know if I've ever told you before, but I'm a huge college sports fan. I'm looking at ESPN right now, and there's something that's going on the bottom that says fans arrested for defacing LSU logo. Now, they're making arrests for that, yet, you know, they can beat up Trump supporters. Hillary can steal thousands of secrets. They can lie, you know, and nothing happens with that. But they're arresting somebody, you know, who defaces the LSU logo. But it just rises. I wanted to ask a question, though, Mike, and that is, you used to talk about, and I wonder if it changed or whatever, about a private company that was a consortium of some of the really large media companies that was the actual ballot counter for the elections. Is that still, do you know who counts them?
Well, that was Voters News Service, and they're
Voters News Service.
Well, that's what they're called colloquially. They keep changing their name. They keep changing their location. They're trying very hard to stay out of the public eye. But the important point to remember about that is our national elections are counted by this privately owned company owned by major corporate media, which in turn is under the control of the Central Intelligence Agency. There is no government agency providing oversight for the counting of our national elections. There's no civilian oversight allowed. The system is designed to be completely opaque. You go into the booth, you push a button, the next day they tell you who your new masters are, and you're supposed to just go along with that.
Well, you know, Mike, when you talk about Voters News Service or whatever iteration it is now, and you think that, you know, CNN has been caught giving, you know, they've all been caught giving major money, the corporations themselves.
Yes.
Then the scores of actual reporters who have been openly favoring, and in WikiLeaks, and fingered by WikiLeaks for favoring Clinton. And then the fact that that they own this blatantly biased group of companies that showed their bias just blatantly is the
they
one that they're counting.
They have been caught changing the voting results in the past, and nobody will do anything about it. It's like the old statement about none dare call it treason, or rather, treason doth never prosper. Why? Because if it prospers, none dare call it treason. You could say the same thing about election fraud, okay? Election
That's
fraud
right.
does not prosper, because when it prospers, none dare call it election fraud.
Well, when people say to me, is this vote rigged? I say, do you think the media was rigged? Do you think the media was biased? And, you know, since there are 1,000 WikiLeaks that point to it and contributions and everything else.
I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, for all these people running around saying, oh, it's impossible to rig the American elections. We have this most wonderful election system. First of all the Western democracies, the only country with a more dishonest voting system than the United States is Panama. And OSCE did a survey of perception of election systems, and the only country that was seen as more crooked in their elections than the United States was Mexico. We're down there right at the very bottom. But for anybody who says, no, there's never been a stolen election in this country, what do you think Watergate was all about? Richard Nixon stole his second term in office. That's what it was all about. And so, yes, stolen elections are a reality in the United States of America. Get over it.
Mike, I think Richard Nixon learned his lesson because the 60 election was stolen from him. But the other thing, though, I just want to reiterate, if Voters News Service or the media are the ones counting the votes, and they have proven to be giving millions and millions of dollars, and their unqualified support to Hillary, That's obviously that's a real problem. If they're counting,
it's a conflict of interest.
That's a problem. Yes, and then one more thing. You know, the Constitution with a free press, I think, assumes that you can't have an election without a free and unbiased press. And obviously, that's no longer the case.
No, it's no longer the case. But back when the Constitution was written, newspapers were all small, separate businesses. There was no such thing as radio. The Telegraph Company was handled as a public utility. They just carried the news, and they didn't impose a bias. And we had laws. As corporations came along, there were laws that preserved diversity of opinion in the media. No one entity could own more than one newspaper, more than one radio station in any given market. But starting with the first invasion of Iraq, the U.S. basically threw all those laws out, and they went to the big corporate media and said, if you will embed your reporters with our troops and report the war the way we want, we will allow you to start buying up your small competitors and building these giant media empires like Clear Channel and the rest of it. And that was where media was turned from being a provider of information to the American people into the government's propaganda ministry.
Yeah, it's nothing but rigged. And I was bringing this up to people this morning, and nobody's really aware of that Voters News Service or whatever it's called, or that Spanish company. It's just nobody really knows.
No, they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to. You're supposed to go into that little voting booth, push a button, and then just rest assured you'll be told who your new master is the next day.
By the way, there's one more thing to add. It just came out that somebody was CNN, I believe it was CNN, was again found coaching, sending the questions or soliciting questions from the DNC to be asked by the debate by the moderators. So the DNC was actually supplying questions to CNN.
To use on Donald Trump and everything. That was apparently coming from Wolf Blitzer. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. Anyway, Peter, anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Patricia in Florida. Aloha, Patricia. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much for all you do. I'm most concerned and riled up about this. We know what may happen. Do we have plans? The whole country is going to be up in arms, and that'll make a vacuum, and we need to have plans with Donald Trump as to what we're going to do, a plan of action. Because if what we fear the most happens, we have to have a plan. No one's ever mentioned that yet, but we need
We have. Because, as I said, if Hillary steals this election tomorrow, it's not a legitimate legal government. And at that point, you just ignore them. You refuse to fill out the paperwork. You refuse to put the stickers on your car. You refuse to pay that government's bills for its out-of-control spending. And you certainly refuse to send your children off to be killed and crippled in that government's wars. I mean, this is how Gandhi got the British out of India. Everybody just stopped listening to them. And the government couldn't function.
That was based on the fact of the goodwill of the British. Unfortunately,
you overestimate the British. The British left because they couldn't turn a profit in India anymore. That's why they left. It wasn't their goodwill. All right, Patricia, thanks. We're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phone lines here, quick story. Chaffetz is out there saying, of course, there are still unanswered questions in the Clinton email server probe. If she's innocent, then tell everybody to stop pleading the fifth and asking for immunity deals and go to Congress and tell them the truth. It's very obvious something is being hidden, especially when you have the director of the FBI last July literally went down the list of Title 18 violations Hillary Clinton and her people have committed, and then turned around and said, well, we don't think any reasonable prosecutor would bother bringing charges here because they don't want to wind up dead in Fort Marcy Park. That's it. There's a cover-up. And if the Clintons aren't going to come clean, if the FBI is not going to do a proper investigation, then you're free to imagine the worst possible interpretation of what's going on behind those scenes. And I am still convinced the secret they're all trying to protect about that email server is that Hillary Clinton was replaying the 1996 ChinaGate scandal in which U.S. secrets were transferred to foreign interests in exchange for donations. They did it back in 1996. They skated on the investigation back then. No reason to think Hillary wasn't doing exactly the same now, using her weak email server to deliver the goods and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money. Even the U.S. government is now acknowledging there were at least five foreign governments got into her email server. The hacker, Guccifer, said, to his knowledge, it was at least 10. And maybe they didn't hack in. Maybe they were given a password to get in. All right, back to the phones. Ed in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. I want to know if you've ever had Patrick Buchanan on your show before.
I'd love to have him on the show. I was a big supporter and a big fan. And by the way, he's one of the people who got royally cheated by Voters News Service in the Iowa caucuses, where they literally shaved something like 13% off of his caucus numbers from Iowa to Voters News Service. It all disappeared. And when VNS was called on it, they said, these are the numbers we've got, and these are the numbers we're going with.
I've read most of his books, but the one the hardest book for me to read was Suicide of a Superpower. Came out in 2012.
Yes.
I mean, every book prior, before that, you know, we had Republicans in office. You maybe hoped things wouldn't be so bleak as Pat had predicted, but I've always said he's always been a John the Baptist crying in the wilderness. But there's just two sentences, if I can just read from his preface, that just really hit hard, and I just couldn't finish the book from that point on.
Okay, it real says, quick, though.
Okay, it says, civilizations die from suicide, not by murder. And so it is. We are the prodigal sons who squandered their inheritance. But, unlike the prodigal son, we can't go home again.
No, we can't.
And if Hillary Clinton does win tomorrow...
Okay, first of all, let's get something straight. There is no way Hillary Clinton can win tomorrow. She's going to steal it. She's going to try and steal it, and she may succeed.
Absolutely.
Let's stop. Let's stop using the word win, because we know that's inoperative at this point.
Hello?
Hello?
I got it. It's Carol, yeah.
Whoops. Okay, I'm sorry. We're on the line here. Let's see. Let's switch over to Dee in Michigan. Aloha, Dee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, love the show. First time caller, so pardon any stumbling I might do. Just wanted to call and let everybody know in Michigan that I'm sure everybody knows that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are going to be in Grand Rapids area tonight, or today and tonight. I got texts from friends of mine who are police officers that are working the rally, and they're saying that there is nobody there. Meanwhile, Trump's having a rally at 11 p.m. in Grand Rapids, and the lines are blocks and blocks long. So I think wise for everybody in Michigan not to believe the hype that Hillary's even close in Michigan.
Yeah, well, you know, they're saying she's close because the dead can vote, but they can't actually show up at the rallies.
Exactly. I had one more question for you. I'll get off the line. Are you familiar with Bill Sill? He did the Wizard of Oz documentary about the moneymakers,
money
changers?
Yes.
I was watching, I caught a snippet he did on YouTube where it was George Soros. He was doing an interview with a nice, attractive young female reporter, and he's basically bragging to the fact, he said that Trump will win in a landslide, but he's going to lose on the electoral side because George Soros has financial elements in the electoral side. So he basically just came out and admitted that they're going to steal the election. I mean, it's how this man is not in jail is ridiculous to me.
Well, certainly we don't need the Electoral College anymore, and in the blueprint for the New America, there certainly isn't one. The system is streamlined to be a direct participatory democracy without all these little filters and safety, you know, things in the way to allow the political elites to shift things the way they want to go. When this country was set up, there was no such thing as a superdelegate. That was actually, believe it or not, the superdelegate system was invented following Richard Nixon's stealing of his second term in office, because the political parties wanted a way to override a popular vote that put a losing candidate into the nomination, in that case, George McGovern. But, of course, like everything else that's started for a good reason, it's very quickly mutated to a bad reason. And we now have lawyers for the Democratic National Committee and Debbie Wasserman Schultz openly admitting in a court of law that the Democratic Party threw the nomination to Hillary Clinton. They stole it away from Bernie Sanders. And that's not what the party leadership is supposed to do. The party leadership is supposed to do what the party rank and file want.
Right. Is there any kind of penalty or fine or anything for an electorate to not follow the will of the people? I mean, the fine is basically nothing, right? So they basically just do whatever they want as far as...
Well, no, the way you fine them is you stop being a member of that party. And by the way, membership in these two traditional parties is in decline. People are just walking away and saying, I'm not giving you money. I'm not calling myself a Republican or a Democrat. I'm going to say no affiliation or Green Party or Libertarian, or I'm looking at anarchy as very attractive right now. In point of fact, the Republicans and Democrats do not have the lock on the American population anymore. In fact, I think the non-aligned population is now higher in percentage than either the GOP or the Democrats.
Right. Gotcha. Well, that's all I got, Mike. Love the show, and keep it up.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Utah. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I've been desperately trying to get people to understand another little enterprise of the Clintons. In 1993, Hillary actually was the agent behind it, but Bill Clinton passed what's called the National Child Welfare Act. And then in 1997, they enhanced that with an act called the Adoption and Safe Families Act. What's interesting is these two acts exploit an action taken by the friends of, Henry Kissinger back in 1974 and 1976. And what it does is it sets up families to have the state come in, lift their children. It's a perverse incentive to pull children away from the family and the home, mm-hmm. put them in state care, and then at the same time, when a child is put into state custody, they become a drafting on Social Security. In other words, if you get a child into state care, they'll pull the title for funding that the Clintons provided, but then also you'll draft support money from their Social Security, and in many cases they will classify the child as special needs. Of course, when you rip a child away,
you get
from
additional
family,
yeah, you get additional funding. No, it was just like the witch hunters in medieval Europe. They were paid to see witches, so they went out and saw witches everywhere. The child protective services all across the nation during the 1990s were very abusive. The more children they could take away from the families, the bigger their budgets became. They were financially incentivized to rip families apart, and this was all in accord with Hillary Clinton's philosophy that she put in It Takes a Village, that the regular nuclear family really should not be allowed to endure, that the children really do ultimately belong to the state, and the state should raise them and condition them and program them and propagandize them to serve the state, and the parents really, outside of popping the little rug rat out in the beginning, shouldn't have anything to do. And they literally set up that Child Protective Services and financially incentivized it to rip families apart for no reason. And it reached a point where it finally collapsed because so many of these state agencies were being sued for constitutional violations that they had to be shut down to reduce the liability to the state budget. I remember there was a big stink down in San Diego where they had a Child Protective Services department down there that was being run by all these liberal feminists who were out there saying all men are child abusers and and they literally engaged in constitutional violations to take fathers out of homes. And they got hit with so many civil rights lawsuits. Finally, San Diego just had to shut the whole thing down, saying, we can't afford to continue to pay these lawsuits, you know, for your political agenda.
When did you say they got shut down?
I don't remember exactly. It was in the late 90s. And this was when I was...
They're alive and well now.
Well, they set up a new department. They set up a new department to replace it, to do what they're going to do, but without blatantly violating the constitutional rights of fathers. Because that was a big problem in the 1990s. I mean, they were sending innocent men to jail for rape. You know, a National Organization of Women was out there saying, don't you dare demand a DNA test. You just take the word of the woman at face value. The same thing Hillary's been saying this campaign season, you know, except, of course, for those trailer trash sluts who accused her husband.
Well, talking about trailer trash, that was one of the mechanisms that was set in place in 1976. Kissinger and his friends took the entire manufactured mobile home industry, put them under HUD, and I identify the poisoning issue that sets these families up for this situation.
Are you talking about the formaldehyde? Because we know that was a big problem following Hurricane Katrina.
I was a scientist taken down to New Orleans, and I identified that issue with them, but I had also identified a poisoning issue that affects every family living in a manufactured or mobile home, and they're generally poor or more humble.
Yes.
And curiously, a greater percentage of them have dealings with Child Protective Services because the children will fail with this poisoning in the environment, and the parents will be accused of abuse and neglect, like you're referring to there in San Diego.
Well, you know, I mean, right, we've seen that as well. You know, kids who are being killed by vaccine adjuvants, and what do? They accuse the parents of shaken baby syndrome. Anyway, listen, Tom, it's an interesting topic, but we're short on time, and we got a lot of callers waiting.
Let me give you, let me reference your website.
Go to
manufacturedmadness.com or manufacturedmurder.com, a.k.a. infanticideusa.com. And there are 34 million individuals living under this evil program put in place in 74.
Okay, hang on a second.
By the Quinn.
Okay, manufacturedmurder.com. The domain is up for sale. Okay, Manufactured Madness, I'm looking at it. I will post it to What Really Happened. Thank you very much for the phone call, Tom. We're going to switch to James in Pennsylvania. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hello? James?
Hello?
Yeah, we're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was just made aware this morning that apparently Janet Butch Reno has passed away.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, remember when the events of Waco involving Hillary Clinton and the murder of the Brad Stevenians?
Yes.
Okay. Long before that, Janet Reno was responsible for the Miami-Dade County. She was a prosecutor against my Ethiopian Zion Coptic Church, which is a cannabis Christian church globally.
Okay.
And so I got a long-standing vendetta against Janet Reno and her shenanigans. But now, I wonder, do you think Janet Reno being in cahoots with as Secretary General in the Clinton administration when the Brad Stevenians were investigating the events at Waco and the Buffalo Air cocaine smuggling events that the Clintons were involved with? You know, do you think that maybe somebody whacked Janet Reno too?
No, I mean, she was old and she was retired and she wasn't really a player anymore. But I do know that Janet Reno figures very prominently in the book Vote Scam by the Collier Brothers that was about vote fraud in the pre-Diebold era. And it basically shows this election fraud has been going on a long time, but apparently Janet Reno, the reason she became Attorney General was she was instrumental in helping Bill Clinton become president in his first term by means fair and foul, as it were. Okay?
Well, yeah, the Brad Stevenians were gathering evidence against the Clinton, Mena, Arkansas drug smuggling ring. And that was probably one of the reasons why the Waco incident was provoked and ultimately dealt with by the way the Clintonistas like to do business.
Well, that may actually make sense because David Koresh's predecessor, the guy who was leading the Branch Davidian compound before that, was up to his neck in drugs. They had a meth lab right on the property. And when Koresh finally succeeded in gaining control of the church, the first thing he did was he called the local sheriff's department and said, there's a meth lab on the property. I'm now in charge. I want you to come and remove it. And if his predecessor was tangled up with this whole Iran-Contra drug distribution network, then no doubt David Koresh was sitting on a landmine of, or rather a gold mine of evidence that could not be allowed to become public, and that may be one of the reasons they just burned the place to the ground.
Yeah, imagine that.
Well,
anyways, I just wanted to make sure you were informed of that and that others were too. But, you know, it's all this political. I mean, you know, the biggest drug smugglers on the planet are the CIA and its government, and
absolutely.
United States government.
Absolutely. They're up to their necks in it. Heroin from Vietnam, heroin from Afghanistan, cocaine from Central America, and the money just flows and it shapes our politics. It's prohibition all over again. All right, James, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down.
our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines for a while because I got a bunch of news to get on out here. Rick in Fort Lauderdale, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Sir, always a pleasure. Just a request for the benefit of everyone that we remember to wear red tomorrow so that we counteract the vote fraud. If we show very high numbers of people voting wearing red, voting for Trump, maybe that will chase away the evil spirits a little bit.
That would be nice. That would be nice indeed.
It seems to be something that's taking place predominantly on social media, but it's got a big following of people wearing red. So I don't know if you know your audience, the Rivero Rangers, we want to try to make sure we wear red or get the word out via whatever social media that we all use to tell everyone, show up wearing red. And,
well, everybody can spread that all over social media. I'm looking at a picture of the Sarasota rally for Donald Trump, and there's a lot of red out there, and it's not even election day yet.
Yeah, that's great, because then they can't say, well, you know, if we can confirm our vote in red, maybe it'll be harder for them to pull off some crazy fictitious numbers.
That was the idea, and it started with the paper tee, and then it sort of went from there to the much simpler solution. Just wear red. Wear red if you are voting for Donald Trump, and it's going to make it obvious to everybody around you what the reality is on the ground, and that's going to make it much more difficult for the corporate media to come in and say, you didn't see all those red shirts. Hillary Clinton won. Really, you didn't see any Trump supporters out there. But you know what's going to go on? If Hillary steals this election, it's not going to be the end of it. Everybody's going to be talking with each other and saying, I don't know hardly anybody who voted for Hillary Clinton. The only person I know who's voting for Hillary Clinton is suffering brain damage right now. You know, over
That's
the amusement
right.
parks, you know, over those amusement parks where there's that little yardstick and it says you have to be this tall to go on this ride. I think we need those in the voting booths saying your brain has to be this big or larger to be allowed to vote. I think we need that.
Well, that'll be great. Well, thanks, Mike. Maybe we can keep repeating that throughout the course of the show just in case people turn in a little bit late. You know, is more the more the better.
Absolutely. And again, you can just, everybody, hit your social media tonight and remind all your fellow Trump supporters to wear red tomorrow. And I've already got my red shirt all set to go. I didn't wear it today because I didn't want to do laundry tonight. All righty. So we're going to close the phone lines for a little bit, and we're going to get into some stories. Now, the Washington Post has uncovered 1,100 hidden foreign Clinton cash donations. And this is part of the problem with the fact that the Clinton Foundation has these satellite offices. One is in Canada, one is in Europe. And they will pull together donations from sources, and they'll send them through as a single lump, listing the source as the satellite office. So there's no record of where it originally came from. So the corruption is continuing nonstop. We got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification. We'll be right back.
statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.